The Dr. Tracy Show, your integrated health expert. Here to help when you log on to peaksofhealth.com. Peaksofhealth.com.
Another great weekend, and you get the Dr. Tracy Show. It's myself, Aaron Jacobson, with Dr. Tracy. Hope you are all having a great weekend and you had a great week leading up to it. And she was so nice as a guest, we brought her back twice. Dr. Bankson, you were with us last week. Thank you so much for joining us again today.
No problem.
And she is part of the Peaks of Health team. She's been with them for about 2 years, and Dr. Tracy refers her patients with molds, parasites, and et cetera to her. And as you know from the show last week, a lot of interesting stuff and a great sense of humor. So once again, thank you for joining us. And Dr. Tracy knows one of my favorite shows we did here, just because of the line, was Bugs in the Gut. And today I feel like we're going to have a similar conversation. Molds, toxins, and parasites. Oh, my.
Oh, I know. I mean, this is something, you know, that we are seeing so much of in some of our patients. And it's something I never thought I'd really get into. But again, it's one of those things that your patients take you where you go sometimes. And it's one of the reasons why I was so happy when Dr. Bankson agreed to join the practice, because one of her subspecialties is this mold and detoxification. Because as I said, we are seeing so much of it.
Now, if you're just joining us on the Dr. Tracy Show, like I said, Dr. Bankson is joining us, and she specializes in functional medicine with a subspecialty in the chronic diseases and infections, treated thousands of patients with autoimmune disorders, fibromyalgia, chronic disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, and other infections here on the Dr. Tracy Show. Joining us once again, check out the website. I always like to tell you guys at the beginning of the show to follow along the Dr. Tracy Show on their website, peaksofhealth.com. Always great information. Dr. Tracy treats hormone therapy, thyroid, diabetes, environmental toxins, molds, a lot of the stuff we'll be talking about today right there. Check that out on the website, peaksofhealth.com. And once again, give them a call, 727-826-0838. And like I said, molds, toxins, and parasites, oh my. And Dr. Tracy, you alluded to it a second ago. Being here in Florida, this is something that we all experience. Now, let's talk a little bit about how mold can affect us here in Florida.
I mean, mold's huge. I mean, it is one of the things we get people that are severely fatigued, have a lot of joint pain, have respiratory issues. You know, one of the things that I saw when I started looking at a lot of this is, you know, my own mother I had the experience with. You know, she was having this cough at nighttime. Her doctor was thinking she was having reflux and everything else. And what it turned out to be is the mattress underneath her mattress pad was filled with mold. So we got her a new bed, and voila, her symptoms started resolving and going away.
And now it's amazing, and it sounds like, well, this seems like an extreme case. And if you're listening, you're saying this, something like mold, it's not affecting me. I'll tell you from personal experience, I was in a house a couple years ago, and I was constantly sick, constantly sick. I knew nothing about mold, nothing about any of this stuff. And my friend said to me, said, you have to get out of that house, because here in Florida, it was damp. I could see on the walls. You could see wet spots on the walls. It was constantly stuffy in there, never felt comfortable in there. And like I said, always sick. Left that house, and like Dr. Tracy said, within a month, I was not sick anymore. So it's one of those things that you might not even know, but it is affecting you.
Right. You must remove the source. If you don't remove the source, you don't ever get better. So and we live in a petri dish. We're on the water. We have the beauty of the water, but the bad thing about the water is it brings mold. Moisture brings mold. There's just no way around it. And some people are sensitive to it and others are not. So we have to do extensive testing. And most people don't come to us and say, oh, I think I have mold.
I feel moldy.
Yeah.
I feel a bit cheesy and moldy.
They say, I just don't know. I just don't feel right. I'm tired all the time. I tried to balance my thyroid. It won't balance. I can't do certain things. But they don't have, you know, there's not a lot of, it's not because they have a runny nose in there. It's not like a typical allergy symptom.
Yeah, they're hard to diagnose. I mean, for example, I had two patients actually, and they were part of a family, you know, the mother, the father, and the daughter. the father and the daughter got very, very sick. And the daughter was, you know, a high school volleyball player. This girl was very athletic, and she had to quit the volleyball team because she was so ill. I mean, her body ached so badly. She was so fatigued, she could hardly function. The father was the same way, and he was, you know, a karate expert. And they went on a trip. So we thought they caught something when they went out of town. So it took us a long time to find out. It was the air conditioning in their house was leaking, and they were just breathing this mold in. Well, the mother had different genetics and wasn't getting sick from it, which threw us off.
What was the type of what was she feeling? What was she going through, the symptoms?
She wasn't having many symptoms, the mother. She was a little bit foggy headed, and that was about it. She thought she was overworked and slightly tired, but she really wasn't complaining and everything. The other two were barely able to function. Their joints and their muscles hurt so bad. They, you know, were having such severe fatigue. The daughter was losing weight because she couldn't eat. She was having all kinds of intestinal systems symptoms because the mold got into her intestinal system. And it took us a while to find out that it was actually mold toxicity that did it.
Do you guys think people like to self-diagnose and say, well, I'm just tired because of life, and they don't realize that something else is going on? Maybe you're just not just tired because you're tired. There's something going on inside.
I think when somebody has chronic symptoms too, it gets hard to judge, because you start thinking this is how you are. And until you really see that that's not how you have to be, you know, you don't always know that how bad you feel. Sometimes that's what I think patients go, wow, I knew I didn't feel right, but I never knew I could feel this great.
I had one patient when she was getting better. I'm like, oh, we're about 80% there. She goes, you mean I can get better than this? I mean, because she was like, she felt so bad for so long that she didn't realize how bad she felt until she felt better.
Which has got to be, like we've talked about last week, the aha moment. It's got to be a great feeling for a patient to say to themselves, holy, I feel better.
Right. And lots of times when you say they have mold, they take it personally as well, because they think maybe their home is not clean. And that's not what that means at all. Or that they have, you know, they're living in a poor environment or something that's not proper. And that's not true at all. In fact, one of my recent patients, he's a traveling high-level executive that whenever he would come home, he would get so sick that actually his fiance is the one that said, you need to see my fiance, because he's coughing all night. He keeps me up. Now I'm tired. He's tired. You know, he's been treated exactly like Dr. Tracy said for GERD. And yet when we did all the testing, his markers for mold were off the charts. And we just did a very simplified protocol. And now he has no symptoms and his markers are completely normal. So it's very exciting when that happens as well.
Well, just because of you, the next doctor I see, I'm going to say, I'm feeling a bit moldy. Now, what other symptoms can somebody – we talked about fatigue, being fatigued. Are there any other symptoms somebody could feel from this?
Well, allergies. I mean, we had a case where, you know, it was one of my patients that I actually said, I think you have mold going on, because we were looking at her because she was having some symptoms. But it turns out that her child was on 5 different allergy medications and not getting better. He was constantly having allergy issues. And when they actually went and had their house tested, it was actually in his bathroom that backed up to her office in the house. So she was getting it a little bit from her office, but the child was getting so exposed, and it was from a leak in the bathroom that was in the walls, that until they tore it out. Once they took that out of there, that kid's off of allergy medicine. You know, so that was a tip off to me that it was probably somewhere in that area of the house.
How do they know when that's all gone?
Well, first of all, we use markers that will help us determine, but also their symptoms. And I was just, it just made me think about a patient that she was having trouble losing weight. She wasn't getting response from her hormones. She wasn't perceiving them. Finally, we did some testing and I said, I think it's maybe there's an underlying mold issue. I didn't have all the clues, but she said, well, it's interesting you say that, because I just had my whole kitchen pulled out. And there was massive mold behind there. So what we did is she fixed her house. We then put her on just an anti-mold diet. She's lost 38 pounds. Her hormones are back to normal.
Wow.
Everything has happened. And she couldn't lose weight no matter if she ate lettuce before. Because when you're toxic or when you're inflamed, which is what happens when you have a mold issue, that your body refuses to let go of the weight. So it could be an inability to lose weight. A simple like that. She didn't have foggy brain. She wasn't really tired. She basically just couldn't lose weight.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
How can you tell if your house is affected by this? Even if you get it taken care of, how do you stop it from happening again?
I think it's the humidity. I mean, if you keep your humidity in your house at a certain level, it prevents the mold from growing. The other thing is leaks. You've got, if you get a leak in your house, you have got to get it dried out immediately so the mold cannot grow. Some people get the leak in the house and just leave it, you know, and that becomes a problem. But if you have a roof leak, leak in the sink, leak in the plumbing, you have got to get that area dried out immediately.
What about bathrooms? Is that a typical suspect there?
I think bathrooms around windows, anywhere there's common wet areas, windows, doors, bathrooms probably would be the key.
And yeah, especially and bathrooms kitchens. That are not remodeled and, you know, that are just
laundry
ancient.
Rooms.
I mean, those shower pans and everything else that have been there for years, you know, those things have a tendency, you know, you might want to take a look there if it's been there a long time.
So try to keep your house as dry as possible.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Are there steps to do that?
There are companies you can come in and have them check the humidity, you know, and actually adjust the thermostats for that humidity. And there are instruments that you can actually attach to make sure that the humidity stays at a certain level if you've already had a problem to make sure you don't get it again.
Yeah, because like I said, that last house I had, it just you could tell. You walked in there, it was sticky, it was gross. Yeah. You knew it was a problem.
There are mold detection companies. There's also ERMI testing. But there's also some of our patients actually just brought us a new company that's here in Pinellas and Hillsborough. And that is mold dogs. Just like they train dogs for drugs at the airport, these are dogs that are specifically trained to detect mold, much more affordable than some of the other companies.
Watch out. They're bringing in the mold dog. Plenty and, more here.
I know. It's almost like Ghostbusters. Here come the dogs.
And I'll end that with, molds, toxins, and parasites. Oh, my. We'll continue the conversation on the Dr. Tracy Show next. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy with special guest Dr. Bankson. Like I said, talking molds, toxins, and parasites. Oh, my. The Dr. Tracy Show next. Welcome back to the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy. Hope you're all having a great weekend. We have a special guest. We're going to get right back into that content. Dr. Bankson joining us today, part of the Peaks of Health team and has been for about 2 years. And she, Dr. Tracy refers patients to her regarding molds, parasites, and etc. So we're going to have that conversation today, molds, toxins, and parasites. Oh, my. And we're talking about it's kind of hard to diagnose this mold. And we were talking off the air that it's a hidden diagnosis in a way. What's the longest you've gone where you just can't figure out what's going on with a patient, and then finally, after a extended period of time, you finally go to that last resort and you figure out it's mold? What's that longest time?
I think it's been about 6 or 7 years. You know, we had one patient who was a young girl who I started seeing for a lot of hormonal issues is what she was originally brought in for. We got her hormones taken care of, and she was still having a lot of fatigue, headaches, you know, a lot of other symptoms, and turned out she did have infections that we treated. She didn't get better there, you know, and it was just a progression. I had, you know, addressed mold, but the mom didn't want it. She said her house was checked. It was perfectly fine. So I asked Dr. Bankston to actually see her and test her for mold. And it did. She came up highly positive,
right.
About 40 times.
She had 40 times the normal level for black mold.
Yeah. And I mean, they did find a source.
Well, this is part of what I was talking about earlier in the segment, where sometimes the patient feels that their home is fine and there's nothing to do. So I said, all I know is the testing showing that she's full of mold. So she's getting exposed somewhere. She's not working. She wasn't at school anymore. She had to drop out of school.
Wow.
So it was really a bad situation. So the mother finally agreed to get her house retested. They found a leak right underneath the patient's room. And so they go, oh, we found it. And so we started a because once you eliminate the source, detoxification actually can be fairly simple. But she got better, but only about 40% better. So we were like, something's still being exposed. And I think this taught us a big lesson, because she was a young girl with breast implants. And when I told her to do ammonia baths to help with her detoxification of her mold, and she said, Dr. Bankson, is it strange that my breasts get hard when I'm in an ammonia bath? And I said, everything's a clue. So we called her surgeon. He said, Dr. Bankson, it's amazing you called. They just came out with a study that's showing her specific breast implants are carriers of mold. So once she had been exposed, the mold stayed in her breast implants. So she had them removed.
Wow.
And she has felt remarkably better ever since.
So basically, it didn't matter what you guys did around the house.
Exactly.
Once those, as long as those implants were in there, she was going to have the mold affecting.
And we actually, she sent. We actually have pictures of the cultured. They cultured the breast implants, and you can see the mold growing on the implants. It's quite an amazing sight. Actually.
Yeah, and exactly, because you know, since we did that one patient, we've had two subsequent patients that it was the same thing that was going on with them. You know, so now on all of my patients that were suspecting mold, and I ask them if they have breast implants.
Yeah. Hey, and you know what? Those are things, as I'm sure as you know, as doctors, you take certain instances that you see throughout your career and you can apply it to certain other cases because you hadn't seen it before.
Exactly.
Especially here in Florida. And, you know, breast implants are becoming commonplace with our young women.
I haven't noticed.
Yeah. But it's really kind of, in my opinion, sad because we're focusing so much on their appearance instead of who they are. And therefore, it can take big risks in their health and their and moving forward.
And I think that's important. If anyone's listening out there and you have had this done, make sure you're keeping in touch with this and making sure that this isn't affecting you. And if it is, get something done about it. Reach out to somebody or reach out to Dr. Tracy, which makes it easy. Peaksofhealth.com. Check out their website, peaksofhealth.com. Give them a call while you're at it, 727-826-0838.
And Gene, one of the things I wanted to discuss with the patient, you know, or with the audience is what are some of the things we do to try to find mold in the patient?
Well, I think it's multifactorial. Like you said, when we were off air, genetic testing is going to tell us nothing. So, you know, we do have some basic blood tests that you can test for. There are complement or immune markers that help us. But also we can do a stool study that can tell us if it's gone systemic. We can also do a NutriEval, which will also show us if there's possible changes in the gut with molds. And there's specific organic acids that if they're elevated in the urine, those are also highly indicative of mold, not just fungus, but mold. So I think it can take a more proactive, again, there's that word, a more proactive testing approach to really definitively diagnose mold. But if the symptoms are there, the markers are there, and the treatment starts working and the patient starts feeling better, that's an instant clue without all the testing as well.
And we've talked about that key word being proactive. Mm-hmm. So would you both suggest, Dr. Tracy, please feel free to jump in, would you suggest that anybody listening right there, right now, go get tested just in case for mold, just to see the levels in your body?
If there's any suspicion, absolutely. I mean, this is, you know, my own personal experience. So I was going through this, you know, a couple people know, a couple months ago, I completely lost my voice. We attributed it to strain because I was doing one thing after another and speaking and things, and it wasn't coming back, you know. So we went and had mine tested, and my mold levels were off the chart, you know. So I started detoxing the mold. Well, the trees just dropped. We have multiple trees in front of our house that just dropped all the pollen right on me. So I've been detoxing. Of course, my voice is back and everything, and I'm feeling much better. But it was just interesting. I didn't realize that it hit my body that hard.
Yeah. And how did you realize it? How did you figure it out?
Well, actually, we just went to a conference and I got a free test. So it was an accidental
thing.
Oh,
lucky you.
And I happened to come back about the same time I was having symptoms. I'm like, oh, that explains everything.
But I think the common symptoms, like we talked about, were fatigue, but cough. Losing her voice was a key thing. But I think, you know, a lot of people, this wheezing, or they actually get diagnosed with GERD, you know, reflux disease. That's the main diagnosis. And yet, GERD and fatigue. And so that's when we start looking at some
other things. A lot of brain fog, a lot of joint pain, a lot of sinus issues. You know, there's a study that shows, you know, 90% of the people that have chronic sinusitis actually have mold and yeast up in their sinuses, not bacteria.
And the more you treat it with an antibiotic, the worse they grow.
Yes.
We're going to continue this conversation, but before we head to break, you guys should check out the website, peaksofhealth.com, and look at it throughout the break. You're not doing anything, so check it out, peaksofhealth.com, 727-826-0838. Very important to know you get a free 15-minute consultation when you make that call, 727-826-0838. We're going to continue the conversation with Dr. Bankson, Aaron Jacobson, with Dr. Tracy, continuing that conversation on molds, toxins, and parasites. Oh my, next. Hope you're having a great weekend as we're having a great day here on the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy with special guest Dr. Bankson hanging out with us today. She was with us last week and she was so nice. We brought her back today. She has been with Peaks of Health for about 2 years now, and Dr. Tracy will refer patients to her with molds, parasites, other things like that. And as you know from last week, we had some good conversation. Last week we were talking about genetic testing, and today we continue the conversation with mold, toxins, and parasites. Oh my, as we're calling it. And we were talking about the symptoms of mold earlier and what you can do to reverse those symptoms, get your body back, get your body feeling right. And we were talking about sore throat. You both mentioned having a sore throat and things like that affecting people that maybe people might think is just a cold, a common cold, being sick, having the flu. So maybe they'll take antibiotics. But that might not help the underlying cause. In fact, it could make it worse, correct?
Absolutely. Dr. Lenhart probably sees this even more after being in the emergency room for so many years. But we know that we are all using antibiotics excessively. And even what you just said, for a cold or the flu, let's take an antibiotic. And the antibiotics don't work on viruses at all. So right there, we're—
See, this is why exactly. I need you guys. I was testing
you. Yes. Yeah, so actually, now we're just setting ourselves up for more fungal infections. And that's in our testing. We look at the gut. We look at the blood. We look at a lot of different areas to see where the underlying cause really is, because treating with antibiotics can actually make you worse.
Yeah, one of the big tip-offs to me of somebody who possibly having a little bit overgrowth of yeast is when they're telling me they crave sugar all the time. Because when we eat sugar, and that is our diet, is high carbohydrate diet, we feed fungus. That's what their energy source is. That's what they eat. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why a lot of people are tired and carb craving. It's because, you know, they're not getting the energy from the food because the yeast is eating it on them.
And we've talked about being tired, fatigue before. I told you I have a problem with it. When's the time? Because you said not everyone should just go be proactive and get that test right away for mold. You should probably feel a symptom. If you're just feeling tired, how can you differentiate whether it's tired because you're just not getting enough sleep, you're working long hours, or tired because maybe it's mold that's affecting you?
Well, that's our job. You know, when they come in and see us, we do that history. We do that physical. We start looking for signs of it. One of the tip-offs that we look at is their tongue. You know, if they have a thick white coating across their tongue, they probably have yeast. And that's a good sign that it's growing.
I feel like you're judging my tongue every time you
Yes. Stick your tongue out, Aaron.
So she's right. There's a lot of physical things, examination that can mark that type of injury or illness. But also, there's a lot of blood tests that we look at outside the normal. When you go to a routine doctor, you usually just get your basic blood test. We're going to look at the immune system markers that she mentioned, that Dr. Tracy's mentioned before, specifically the complement system for mold, but also we'll look at their stool, like we said before, and look for other areas, or the organic acid testing, like we said. So we're looking outside the box.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, even just some little minor tip-offs in the original blood work, you know, just in a complete blood count, which is where we test the hemoglobins and the red blood cells, there, when we look at the white blood cells, there's a white blood cell called monocyte in there that we look at, and that is actually what increases under the conditions of mold or yeast if your immune system is being activated against it. So if I see a high level there, it's an automatic tip-off for me to go look.
Right away. And Dr. Tracy, you mentioned a patient earlier that you said an athlete, a young athlete, took 7 years to diagnose the problem. What is a case where, an instance where it didn't take that long? It's something that somebody came in to see you and you said, I think I know what's going on with you, and you figured it out right away.
I mean, by history, there have been some patients where, you know, just on the first, you know, physical exam, we know that they probably have mold in their system. Again, somebody with a very thick-coated white tongue, when I see them with chronic sinusitis, is a giveaway to me, you know, that I'm going to be looking for candida or yeast in their system.
And then once again, to reiterate, what would you do from then if it's a mild case that you've just figured out, what would you do to treat it?
Well, again, we first have them look at the source, see if where it's coming from. If it's candida and yeast, that's coming from sugar and things in their intestinal tract. Sometimes it's low stomach acid in their intestinal tract. If they're on medications that are like proton pump inhibitors, that, again, helps it grow so that, you know, we try to get them off of that medication. And then we treat it with an antifungal, you know, whether it be a prescription antifungal, a drug, or whether it be a, you know, supplement or a herbal antifungal. We can do it either way. It just depends.
Sometimes
on how bad
both.
They are, or sometimes a combination.
We pulse traditional medications with alternative medications or nutraceuticals. So it's really what the body will tolerate and how sick that person is and how long we have to treat it as well. But we usually do use a combination of prescription and non-traditional ways.
Dr. Bankson, earlier you were talking about the implants that found mold in the implants. What's the weird, if and maybe this is the weirdest place, but where's the weirdest place in someone's body you found mold?
Well, it can be everywhere in their mold, anywhere in their body. That's the problem with mold. It's systemic. And one of the problems really isn't just the mold. Mold produces a chemical that is a toxin called trichothecene. And trichothecene is, there's no safe level. So one of the tests we do measure is their levels of trichothecene in the body. So if their exposure has been removed, but their trichothecene is still very high, they're not feeling very good.
Yeah, I mean, we follow those levels on the patient as we're cleaning them out. And that's one of the things that tipped us off that there was still a source with this particular patient, is the fact that her levels were not going down where they should have gone down. So we knew that she was still getting her mold from somewhere. And, you know, that's one of the things when you treat somebody, you follow those levels and you make sure that not only their symptoms are getting better, but their levels are getting better, their body's recovering.
Now, what about toxins and parasites? We talked a lot about mold. What are, and just like I always say, and Dr. Bankston, I know you, this is the second time you're joining the program, but I never really reiterated, I am the lay person, and I really am the lay person. So let's go into the toxins and the parasites.
Well, the toxins are part of the, when we're talking about mold, there are mold-specific toxins, but we're really exposed to toxins on a daily basis. But our parents and our grandparents were exposed to probably 25 to 50 toxins on a daily basis. We're now exposed to 700 to 1,000 toxins
on
a daily
basis. Wow, why? How did this happen?
Well, again, you know, years ago, we didn't use as many pesticides. We didn't put as many chemicals on our food. We didn't turn around and have as much pollution or things in our water supply. It's just the environment, what's in our soil, what's in our air, the gasoline, you know, fumes and everything. We just didn't have this kind of exposure. I mean, our food supply is full of chemicals. It's full of, you know, pesticides. It's full of, you know,
this
different.
This is why you stress organic.
This is why we stress organic and we stress natural eating to avoid as much of that.
Think
you know,
about your grandparents, Aaron. They actually ate out of their garden, or they ate from the farmer down the road, or in New York City they had local fresh markets that where you brought fresh food in, and now you just grab a box and you can't even pronounce half the words that are on the box.
You are so right. And just thinking, I got a memory going back, my grandparents on my mom's side living in England, having their own little garden in England, right. And me walking in there going, who the heck has their own garden? And it's true. And this is what happens these days. You go to the supermarket. I don't, you know, I have tried since I've hooked up with Dr. Tracy to be better about getting things that are better for my body, organic foods. But it's hard with the world we live in.
It is.
It is very hard.
Mm-hmm. Eating fresh is really, it's not just eating organic, it's eating fresh. Because if it's in a box, it's got all those words in it and all those chemicals. But it's also what, like Dr. Tracy was saying, it's the air we breathe, the water we drink. It's also even our emotions are toxic. I mean, there's a lot of junk in the air that we have to.
That's how they
just
get
like
me.
This. I just drank, you know, you guys gave me a bottle of water. I drank the bottle of water. And in that is all the chemicals from the plastic. You know, so.
And you can see you're looking at the wrapper, and I was, that's how they get me, the words. They knew if they put a bunch of words on a box, I'd skip right over it and I'd be good to go.
Yeah, I mean, so we're exposed continuously, you know, one way or another, and it's how well our bodies are capable of detoxifying, you know. But the same thing, just with mold alone, that releases about 400 different toxins in your body. Especially when you're killing it, it'll start releasing all these toxins.
That's why people can sometimes feel worse when they first start treatment before they treat better. Or feel better, and it's because of the die-off or the toxin release when you actually treat it.
Your body's just not used to that.
Right. It's a bombardment. We try to be careful, and we try to be slow and be, proactive in their treatment.
That's
but most of the time when you...
We team up on this one.
Exactly.
Because Dr. Bankston helps with the slowness portion of it.
She goes in with a bazooka gun. I'm more of a BB shooter. So
yeah. I'm old ER. Let's just kill
the
it.
Delicate versus the rambunctious.
Exactly.
This is the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy. And as I said earlier, a great sense of humor. You're hearing it right now from Dr. Bankston joining us today. Peaks of Health team. She's been with them for about 2 years. Check out Dr. Tracy and Peaks of Health website, peaksofhealth.com. 727-826-0838. Once again, 727-0838. And just talking about molds, it's really hard to imagine, you know, you having to change. Some people really have to change not only their lifestyle, but we were talking about housing. If you can't cut out that mold out of the bathroom, you got to leave the house, right?
Unfortunately, that is the scary part. If you either you fix the house or you continue to have those symptoms, because you cannot treat it to death. basically. If you're constantly exposed, you have to get rid of the source. Sometimes it's moving. Sometimes it's just cleaning it up. Sometimes it's repair, like what Dr. Tracy said earlier, fix the leaks, reduce the humidity. There's a lot of things that you can do to correct that, but you do have to remove the source or you're going to be sick.
You guys ever, either one of you, have a patient where you had to get them out of the house? They just had to go, last resort.
I've had one who had to move out of her house, and because she was so sick, and they tried to repair the house, and she was still getting sick and sicker. And so she actually, had that house remediated, got rid of it, and went to another home, and is doing so much better since she's moved out of the home. But you got to remember, she also had to make sure, because she was so sensitive, she ended up leaving her furniture too, because, she didn't want to clean it up from the spores. All those spores would be in her furniture, yep, in everything. So she just started new.
And it's unfortunate, but sometimes that's the answer. That's to get it done.
Right. That's an extreme case, though. I think most people, like I had a patient, I thought his fiance's condo was moldy, but basically once we cleaned him up, we were just talking about him on off air, and his markers have dropped significantly. He feels great. He eats well. He's done everything we've asked him to do, and he's one of those lucky ones where he didn't have to move. He didn't have to change. They didn't have to do a thing to the condo. He's just responded by cleansing.
And that's the key. Get the cleanse, feel better, because right, you don't want to feel bad. And if you see some crazy guy on the side of Tampa burning all of his furniture, it's me trying to get rid of everything. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy on the Dr. Tracy Show with special guest Dr. Bankson joining us. We're going to continue with molds, toxins, and parasites next, and we're going to have my favorite segment of the week, always, with Dr. Tracy in the news next on the Dr. Tracy Show. Welcome back to the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy with special guest Dr. Bankson joining us once again for the second straight week. As I've been saying, she was so nice, we brought her in twice. And thank you again for joining us.
Thank you, Aaron.
Make sure to check out their website while we're doing this as well, peaksofhealth.com. It's always easy for you to follow along on the website because they answer so many questions that you might be having that you might not be getting out of this specific episode, but you will be getting from their website some great information, peaksofhealth.com. Give them a call as well. Take advantage of their free 15-minute consultation, 727-826-0838. Once again, 727-826-0838. The conversation today with Dr. Tracy and Dr. Bankston is molds, toxins, and parasites. Oh, my. We've gotten to the molds. We've gotten to the toxins. And let's hit on the icky, icky stuff, the parasites. What are the parasites? Because when I think about parasites, I think bugs. So how do bugs get incorporated? How do parasites get incorporated into this conversation?
Well, most of the time, if you get a parasite, you got it from ingesting it. So you got it, most of our patients, either ate sushi or, undercooked pork or something, in their food supply. So they actually ingested the eggs, and then, parasites are forms of different worms. So we can have roundworm, hookworm, pinworm.
Why are you saying this with a straight face, like you're okay with this?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Let me just tell you.
I like bugs.
Let me just tell you, we all like bugs. If we're doing this as a profession, you like bugs. But the CDC came out 5 years ago and said over 50% of Americans, not foreigners, but Americans had parasites.
Which is pretty 50%. Alarming. Now, why?
And that's the CDC, so we know it's much higher than that.
Let's compare that to something like, let's use Europe in general. What do we see out of Europe? You said 50% here. What do you see over there?
Well, I don't know the statistics really correctly over in Europe, but most people think you have to travel to a third world country or some other foreign country. Is that where you're going to get the parasite? Because that's where you get Montezuma's revenge.
Yeah.
And so, of course, we got a parasite when we traveled to Mexico or when we went to the Dominican Republic or someplace like that, when actually it's right in your backyard. And plus, when you're trying to eat healthy, one of the biggest sources of parasites is a salad and a salad bar.
Why the bugs get into the lettuce? Yeah. What happens?
Poorly washed lettuce. You know, you got to think about, unfortunately, where our food supply comes from sometimes. The migrant workers may not necessarily use the restroom, and so the lettuce may be poorly washed.
Is that as easy as getting it and rewashing it yourself? Or is that done once it's
Well, think
it's
about
ruined.
It. The number one source of parasites is in restaurants with salads and then undercooked meats and fish. So sushi, undercooked meats, undercooked eggs, and basically salads. I've seen guys, if you look at a line chef when they're cooking, they'll just take the lettuce right out of the bag, cut off the end, chop, chop, chop. There's your salad. No washing, none.
There's nothing we can really do to avoid this, though, because you said it's out at restaurants, eating food at restaurants. It's not like we're going to take the food from the restaurants, go into the bathroom, start washing it ourselves.
Exactly.
We take what we're given.
So basically, it's a good advice, I think, to do a parasite cleanse periodically during the year. But also, parasites are very much involved in the chronic diseases of the patients we see.
Yeah, I mean, one thing parasites do is, in the intestinal tract anyway, they do prevent you from absorbing a lot of your nutrients, and they do affect the lining of the intestinal tract.
What are they eating away? What's going on in there?
Well, they're actually not only eating part of the nutrients, but they're actually eating part of the lining. You know, they're actually disrupting the lining of your intestinal tract so you can't absorb.
Once they get into that lining, how dangerous is that?
Well, again, if you get, the intestinal lining, what we call leaky gut and things like that, it's one of the causes of it. And that actually can lead to autoimmune disorder and different things. If the parasites get out of the intestinal system, that's even worse. You know, I mean, you can get parasites in your liver. You can get parasites in the vessels. It can block up the intestinal system and cause a bowel obstruction. If you get huge ones, you know, like roundworms and things like that.
What's the worst case you've dealt with, either of you?
I don't even want to say
it
on
air. My worst case is in the emergency room.
Oh, wow.
What was your worst case?
My worst case was a full bowel obstruction.
Really? From a parasite?
From worms, yeah.
Wow. I had one that I was actually doing a parasite. It was a cancer patient, and literally it came out of his nose.
What was it?
Worms.
Yeah, we had a roundworm do that one time.
Roundworms came out.
That's got to be horrifying.
Right.
Wow. It scares the daylights out of you.
Yeah. So I didn't really want to discuss because that's rare.
That's not common.
Yeah.
It's not common. It's rare, but that just shows you how rampant these things are. And they really are if the CDC says we're 50%, I would say it's more like 90%.
Yeah. Wow. And a lot of our patients who have the symptoms, you know, they're heavily bloated, their intestinal system. I had one patient who went, you know, they did actually go to Europe and came back and, you know, she was full of parasites and she looked like she was 9 months pregnant. And this was a tiny lady, you know, and after a week of treatment, she went down almost to her normal size and lost about 8 pounds.
Wow. Right. You know, I was going to say that most people that have another thing, we talked about weight issues, about the mold previously and that being a weight issue. But parasites, people think if they have a parasite, they'd actually lose weight. They think the parasite's going to eat all the food. And they go, shouldn't I lose weight? But actually weight gain is a symptom of parasites.
Yeah, because they become malnourished. Right. Their actual body becomes malnourished because they're losing their nutrition. And so their body goes into starvation state.
Be careful what you're eating. Keep an eye on it. And obviously here in America, we're having a big problem with it. Dr. Tracy Show, it's my favorite part of the Dr. Tracy Show. Dr. Tracy, it's time for In the News. What's going on in the news this week?
Well, this article actually interested me because it was about prostate cancer. And obviously, you know, we do a lot of prostate screenings with our testosterone patients. So this one is something I didn't know about. And it was about boron as a nutrient reducing prostate cancer risk. And not only reducing the risk, but reducing the cancer itself once the patient has it. So I thought that was really interesting.
What's boron? What can we find boron in?
Well, boron is a trace mineral. So it's kind of, you know, like our trace minerals that we use, like, you know, magnesium and zinc. So it's an additional trace mineral. And it is actually found in the food supply. It's found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. Nuts, avocados, grapes, and legumes. But it's showing that the levels that we actually need to have the benefit, we cannot acquire enough out of the food supply. You know, for example, for apples, you'd have to, you know, in order to get enough boron, you'd have to eat about 2.4 bushels of apples.
What's a bushel? I've always wanted to know. What's a bushel?
It's a big container.
You can tell he's from New York. Yeah. He's never seen a bushel.
That Yankee.
A bushel basket.
Yeah, you know? A big basket.
It's a big basket.
Dr. Bankson, thank you so much for joining us today again.
You're
on
welcome,
the Dr. Tracy Show. Always great to have you in, and we look forward to having you in again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Tracy, another great week and some interesting conversation as always.
Thank you. Yeah, this one's pretty funny.
This is the Dr. Tracy Show. Check out their website while we're away this week, peaksofhealth.com. Give them a call as well for a free 15-minute consultation, 727-826-0838. For Dr. Tracy, I'm Aaron Jacobson.